Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You got Bet Sweats here, BetMGM Network. We were just chatting, trying to figure out what regulars on the show are weighted best people. I think Paul may have hit it. But yeah, I don't know that we have one, because I brought up the idea that maybe Will Brinson, our guest coming up in about 20 minutes, is a weighted vest guy. But I don't know. I don't know. Joe O, Sammy P, we wanted to carve out some time in the show to talk about our friend Dave Sharapan. And if you listened yesterday, if you've been on the internet in any sense, I've seen a lot of stories online being written about Dave's unfortunate passing. But I'll be honest, Sam, like, I know you've been talking to him throughout, and of course it hit you hard on Saturday night and Sunday morning as well. I can't say that it has really hit me that the next time we go out there, we're not going to see him. We're never having him on the show again. Far too young, 55 years old. He had another health scare about four or five years ago that he thankfully got through. But it really hasn't hit me that we're not going to be running around Vegas having a good time with Dave next time we make a visit.
He used to tell the story how when he had his stroke, the last person in his phone was me, because we were talking. He was driving home from wherever. And Dave, if you knew Dave, Dave used to always allocate time for you when you were in town. And it wasn't just us. It was anybody in the space who Dave knew. When they were coming to town, he would carve time out to drive in and meet you anywhere. So Dave was coming back from one of his get-togethers, and we were talking on the phone on the way home, on his way home. And then I got a phone call from his family. Like they called me back because like I was the last number in his phone. And it was just like a crazy story that like he went into the hospital and the last phone call was with me. So they were like, what did he say? What did he do? And I'm like, nothing. We just talked. They thought that he like called me for help or something. And no, he didn't. So he used to tell that story. He's like, yeah, I was about to kick the bucket and I called you. And I was like, it's very funny to shape it that way. Last time we were out there together, he came out. And I know we have a clip of that story that night, but man, all the times he'd come to the Super Bowl parties. There's a story I'd like Paul to tell about me kicking Paul in the face right in front of Dave. That's one of my favorite stories. And Dave was just standing there flabbergasted. It was also an unintentional kick, Paul. Like, I didn't just like Shawn Michaels you in the jaw.
Right. Yeah, no, it was that first Super Bowl party. I think it was Chiefs-Eagles. And I don't know if you kind of like took a spin over a chair or something, but anyway, unsuspectingly, again, Dave's standing right there. It was the first time I met Dave in person, and Sam's foot goes right into my face. And I guess, credit to me, kind of just shook it off. But Dave told that and was telling the story, on chicken dinner the next day, talking about how Sam like Roundhouse kicked me in the face, and you know, he was just kind of stunned. But yeah, that was just, but I mean, meeting Dave that first time, and I mean, he had reached out. I don't know if I'd met him even in person. No, because I think I was working on the show. I don't know if I was working on the show yet. But before, we hadn't even met in person, I don't think. And there was a producer job posted somewhere else before I started working here. you know, it's post pandemic and everyone's kind of like, are still like, you know, coming out of that. People are still trying to piece things together. Cause I'd left the industry for a bit and he sent me a job posting. He's like, hey, I know these guys, by the way, if you, you know, are interested in this. And he put me in contact with the people. We talked a little and obviously ended up here instead. But whenever, and when I would come to town, it's kind of what Sam was talking about. Hey, I'll get you at the airport, or I'll take you to the airport, you know, one way or another. He's always, always in the, what, share a van, I think he would call it. Yeah, he would drive around. Yeah. It was just, I mean, I started, all these things started, not that, kind of like Joe said, it hasn't really hit me yet, especially Joe, when you put it like that, like the next time we're out there, like, just, there's going to be a void for sure. And just thinking of all these different, like, interactions of, you know, that story with Sam, him being there, you know, just picking you up at the airport or, you know, texting you about this or that or whatever. And all the different, you know, I don't know, outfits, sports gear that he would always have. Yeah. Like, just dressed to the nines every time he was on the show.
Dressed like a little leaguer, Joe.
Whatever team is in the news, whichever team has a big game, he's got a hat. He's got like a warm up, like a zip up or something. You remember when he had all that Super Bowl gear from when the Super Bowl was out in Vegas?
So the tags on him, he had just pulled it off like the table. Yeah.
The logos. It's got everything. Yeah. He's like, I think everybody has people in their life like this. When you have an experience with a friend, but somebody is like the best storyteller, you're like, no, you tell it. I'm not going to tell. Like, I'm not one of those people. Dave's one of those guys. Like, Paul's a big vibes guy. When he's in the room, there's no such thing as bad vibes. Like, nobody's in a bad mood. He brings everybody up. Like, for people that haven't met him or talked to him in person, that's the best way I can describe him. Like, he just being around him, you're in a good mood automatically. Even if you're yelling at each other at Bet Bash, right? Like, the things settled down because of him. You were on that panel, right, Sam?
I introduced him because I had five people on the panel that I was moderating, and I believe the order was Benson, Ravel, Sherapin, Pizzola, Fezzik. I think. I may have some of those mixed up, but I'm going down the line, and I'm like, Director of Operations at Circa, Jeff Benson. Professional bettor, The Hammer Network, Rob Pizzola. Playing third base for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Dave Sherapin. And he had like a jersey and hat on, you know, the room just exploded. But like Dave, I could say that because Dave and I were friends, you know, but it's like very formal, very formal. It's like batting third, playing shortstop, Dave Sherapin, you know, and he like took his hat off and yeah, man, he's the best. You know what else I realized yesterday? In all the times I hung out with Dave, maybe 50 times, he never called anybody by their birth name. It was always a nickname. It was always Joe O. Or Sammy P, or Paulie, or Bergie, or Mo, or Big Tony. Like he never said Sam or Joe or Paul. I don't know why. I just thought of that last night. But everybody had. He's like a hockey player. Like a hockey player always used to say, like in the Blackhawks locker room, it was Kane or Taser, Siebes, Dunks. That was Dave, which I thought was always very endearing that he found a way to sort of, not that Joe O and Sammy P are like these huge nicknames, like creative, yeah, but yeah. Always like inner circle stuff, you know?
I was thinking about that too, because when we had him on the air and he was telling that story that you guys just shared about kicking Paul, he started calling him the Chin because he was like, it was Chris. Nothing to Paul. It was nothing.
Paulie the Chin or Paulie yeah. Walnuts.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to one of those stories. Great storyteller, Dave Sherapin. This is when we were out in Vegas for March Madness, and Dave showed up. We hung with him the previous day, and then, oh, you better believe it, he's going to wake up super early, and he's going to be there for the show over at the BetMGM studio at Mandalay Bay. Here's Dave Sherapin reliving part of what we experienced the previous night.
There's a button that you have to push with a key inserted, apparently, to get to the 29th floor mm-hmm. where you're staying.
We couldn't get there.
Where this room was. Now, I've been up there. It's really easy. You put in the key, and then you push 29. But apparently, with us in the elevator, 29 wouldn't light up.
No.
So we decided to go to 28 and just walk up the stairs.
Oh, that it was a struggle to get to 28. It was like 21. Yeah. Like we kept progressing.
Yes, closer, yes, yes. Closer. And then we made it with the wandering around 28. And the that was that, like, if anybody would have seen us, they would have said, somebody, security, get up to 28. There's six or eight guys walking around
seven
in different
dudes.
Directions. Yeah. Going, hey, is that door open? Is that that was
like we were going to figure it out.
I mean, I mean, can you imagine what it felt like for Columbus trying to come across, you know, with we were the Nina, the Pinta Maria. All it was the disaster. But we made it, took the picture. Overlooking the strip. It's great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that. Dave Sharapan, our visit to Vegas in March, and he was there to hang with us for a couple of days. I'll never forget the look on his face when he saw you, Sam, when he walked into that studio that morning.
Oof, man.
it was a disappointed father. It's like, get him some coffee.
I own it. It'll never happen again. Yeah. Everybody gets one,
no,
right?
No, no.
That's what Spider-Man said in Family Guy.
No, everybody gets one. We can laugh at it now. We can laugh at it.
Yeah. He called me like that next week and goes, you okay? I go, Dave, it's my birthday in Vegas. I go, everybody was trying to bury me, and they buried me. Oh, man, I miss him. I miss him so much. We used to have this thing when I lived there. He obviously lived there. It was Berg, Matoy Pearson, Dave, and myself. We would go to the place at the Coney Island place. Matoy loved the cheese fries. So we would get cheese fries. Like whenever I was in town, we'd go to Fremont. Dave would probably drive us all. He'd park the car. We'd go get a chili dog and four cheese fries. And the first time we went, somehow Matoy couldn't find a table inside. So we're looking for Matoy. And I go, Dave, you seen Matoy? He goes, he's eating cheese fries on the garbage can outside. And I'm like, wait, what? There's this garbage can outside the Coney Island place, and Matoy is hovering over it eating cheese fries. So it became our thing. We would get cheese fries and all eat over this garbage can, which Dave then named the can, and that's the name of our group thread with me, Dave, Mo, and Alan, La Basura, which is, of course, Spanish for the garbage. There's just little stuff, stupid stuff like that. Cheese fries over a garbage can on Fremont Street. Like, of course.
And that became your meetup spot. We should also mention, and we'll try to share the link. Yeah, let's share the link with the BetSweats account, the GoFundMe page for Dave's family. If you go on there, you'll see the top donation, Pat McAfee, over $14,000. If you have anything to spare to help his family, I can't imagine what they're going through. The three daughters he loved so much and would always talk about. He would find something to bond with everybody about. Like if you have kids, you're going to share stories. He's going to talk about his daughters and you talk about your kids. Like that's the other thing. Being a people person, he always found a way to connect with you. Doesn't matter who you are. And I'm learning about so many people that I would have never thought knew him just by reading some of the stuff online for the next couple of days. All right, we're going to switch gears. Will Brinson is going to hang out next. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.